Enoch was just simply living and walking with God. Hey, man, I believe Enoch very well may be one of the prophets. I personally believe probably Moses and Elijah.
Come on.
Hey, man, we know Elijah is going to be one of them. According to Revelation, what is it, 11? Revelation chapter number 11. Hey, man, but Enoch stands a chance, some believes. Hey, man, but let's look here in the 2 Kings chapter number 2. In this passage, there's another man who was taken up. Hey, his name was Elijah. Hey, man, he knows that he's about to leave this world, and he knows that it could be just at any second. Let me ask you something. What would you do if you knew maybe in a few short hours, hey, man, your life would be over and you was about to go up with the Lord? The Bible tells us exactly how Elijah lived out his last few hours. Hey, man, and it came to pass that as they went on, he talked. Amen. That behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind. Hey, what happened to Elijah? Listen, the common denominator here, Enoch and Elijah, the two men that we know was translated and taken straight to be with God. There's two common denominators. Their life was engulfed, and they walked with God every day of their life. I come to tell us it's important to make God the very theme of every day of your life.
Holy, 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 holy. Yes, sir. God.
We should live every moment as if that's the moment the Lord might come.
Yes.
If you knew the Lord was coming this hour, what might you change in your life? Woo! If you knew he was coming, what might you confess? Amen. What might you need to do? Amen. Is there somebody you might need to call? Hey, is there some sin you'd like to get covered?
Yes.
Is there something you'd need to say to someone you love? Oh,
yeah.
I come to tell us here tonight, let's get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
According to the Bible, the Lord's coming for his people. Will be a sudden event.
Yes, Lord.
Therefore, Matthew said 24:44, therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
No.
Hey, he didn't know he was coming, Brother Tommy.
No.
Amen. Elijah, I believe, had some inkling. He just felt like he was about to be raptured out, but he didn't know what day it was. Hey, I got that same feeling. I feel like I'm about to be raptured out. I don't know, it might be today, it might be tomorrow, but I've got a feeling that he's about to come back and take us up out of this old world. Hey, I come to tell us, get ready, he's about to come back. Amen, Brother Tom, I think, quoted this morning. 1 Corinthians 15:52. Amen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. He said the eye twinkles, what, 10 times before you ever blink? In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. I mean, that's not even a second. That's a thousandth of a second. The twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
Hey, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Yeah.
And then we, which are alive and remain, he said, we shall be changed. Hey, we're going to be like Enoch. We're going to be like Elijah. It's going to be another day, and we're going to be walking with God, and he's going to take us up out of here.
Holy, holy Lord. Yes, God.
So we find out why God took him. Found out when God took him. While he was walking with God. Lastly, and I'll be done, we got to find out where God took him.
Right. Yeah. Lord, holy.
We don't know where God took Enoch. All we know is that the Bible said God took him. And this word took means to carry away with oneself. In other words, God took Enoch to wherever God is.
You're right.
Yeah. Woo! Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews 11:5, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. What was his testimony? That he pleased God. That he walked with God. Hey, I don't come to tell you tonight, I want to have a testimony that I please him and that he cares about me. Hey, I said I want to be pleasing unto his eye.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This word translated means to transport, to change sides, to carry over.
Praise God. Praise God.
It suggests that Enoch was carried over, translated to another place.
All right.
Amen.
Holy, holy, holy.
I'm about done here.
Holy.
The only thing we can assume is that God took Enoch to be in his house.
Yes, Lord.
Enoch escaped the curse of death in this world, much like the church will when God raptures the church out here. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall be raised, and then they which are alive, amen, shall be changed. Hallelujah. What does that word change mean? Amen. It means the very same word. When God took Enoch, he translated Enoch,
right,
and we shall be changed. What does that mean? It means God's going to translate us. We're going to be walking, Brother Tom, one day. Blood's going to be flowing through our, amen, this old mortal body, this old corruptible body, this old cancerous body, amen, this old sickly body. But one day, amen, those that are alive and remain, it's going to be translated. The blood will be translated, and we'll be made like him. There'll never be no more cancer. Just like that, he'll change these mortal bodies and breathe on us and put on immortality. We'll never die. We'll never have cancer.
Hallelujah.
We'll never have a bad back.
Never.
We'll never have a pain. We'll never have arthritis. We'll never have any bowel problems. Hey, I come to tell us God's going to translate us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
What a hope. What a hope.
Don't worry, I'm done. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be changed. And so shall we ever be.
Ever.
With the Lord.
Holy, holy.
Hallelujah. I hope I preached this all right.
Holy, holy.
And
holy.
Jesus made us this promise the night before he went to the cross. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And I go and prepare a place for you that where I come. Amen. That where I will come again, he said, forgive me, and receive you unto myself.
Yeah.
That where I am. Where I'm at.
Woo.
Hey, God. Woo. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Amen. Where's God at?
Come on.
Amen. Wherever God's at, that's where Enoch's at.
Yeah.
And wherever God's at, it's where I'm going. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, where are we going? I tell you where we're going. We're going to Beulah Land. We're going to heaven, sweet home.
Yeah.
We're on the streets of gold. We're going to Neverland, where there's never no sickness. There's never no dying. There's never no sorrow. Hey, I come to tell us it's worth it, church. Walk with God. Sell out to God. Give up the world. Empty the cup out. Let God fill it. And God will bless us. Woo! Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, God.
Hey,
amen. I hope I didn't miss it here tonight. I feel like it's, Lord, give me this.
Oh, yes.
Hey. Woo! This means that when he comes, he will change his people. He will translate us. He will carry them over from this world unto the other world. In a moment, we shall be changed.
Thank God.
We don't know a lot about that world and what we will experience there, but we know this much. Amen. Find me. I don't got the whole verse. I want the whole verse. I got part of it. Philippians 1. Amen. Philippians 1:23. Hallelujah. Woo. I don't think that's quite the one I need. I'll find it here in a minute. But that's a good one to start. Philippians, yeah. Get us 21 and 23. Just go ahead and read from 21 to 23.
Paul said, "For me to live is Christ."
For me to live is Christ.
And to die is gain.
Woo! Wait there. Amen. But he said to die is way better. Amen. He tells him another place, maybe even later on here. He said, it's better for you that I live.
Yeah.
You need me. I'm a spiritual asset to you.
You're right.
Amen. You need me, Paul said. But he said, it's way better for me to die. To die is to gain. It's far better to get out of here. I'm looking, Paul said, to be translated.
Woo!
I'm getting ready to, amen, take off, amen, mortality and put on immortality.
Yeah.
It's far better for me to die than it is to live.
Woo!
Woo! Go ahead.
For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
Ooh, that's what I wanted. Amen. He said, I'm in a strait here betwixt two. I'm in a rock and a hard place.
That's it.
Amen. He said, I'm in a strait here to live or to die. They're about to beat me. They're about to, amen, I'm about to go to Nero. Amen. They want to kill me and take my life. Hey, he said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. He said, but if they take my life, it'll be far better.
Far better.
Hey, I'm done preaching. Amen. I wish some of you just turned loose and let the Lord help you here tonight. Amen. But Paul said, hey, it's going to be way better when the last breath leaves my body. Why? I'd like to ask you why. I tell you why. He has spiritual eyes to see what Enoch saw. He has spiritual eyes to see what Elijah saw. It's better for me. Far better to live in God's house. I'd rather go to God's house and be changed,
yes,
and be translated, and live forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Jesus.
It's a place, Revelation said, where we shall see his face. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Woo! Hey, amen. I want to get you a few of these, and I'm going to call us to the altar here. Amen, if I can find it. Praise God. Revelation chapter 21 and 22. I want to get a few of them verses. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21, verse number 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more what? Death?
Right.
No more sorrow. No more crying.
No more.
Neither shall there be any more pain.
No more.
For the former things,
woo,
shall be wiped away.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, he said, and we're going to get to see his face. Hey, God. Amen. Look up to verse number 3. 21 and 3. Amen says, and I heard a great voice and out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God,
yes,
is with men, and he will dwell. What'd he say?
Yes.
He will dwell.
Yeah.
Who's he going to dwell with? With us. With the translated ones.
Woo.
With the redeemed. And the Lord say so. Thank God, Brother Chuck. I tell you, I love to get in his presence down here. I felt the Spirit of God tonight. I felt him sweep across my soul. But there's coming a day,
woo,
where he's going to do well with his people. He's going to sit across the table from us. And it's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a marvelous day. He's going to do well,
woo,
amongst his people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Woo.
Praise God.
Great God.
Hallelujah. Let's go.
Can you imagine that? I've been in services, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
When I thought I was just going to uplift out.
And me too.
You ever did that?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I'm about halfway feeling that way right now. Hey, just halfway lift up out of here. But the Revelation said, amen, that up there, Sister Dottie, God is going to be right there with his people. It won't be a dose every now and then. It won't be just here and there when we get in his mighty presence. But we'll be living in the presence of God every day. Wake up to his presence every day. It'll be one continuous day of the presence of God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
My, my, my.
Holy
great
Lord.
Great God, I tell you, I have to be feeling better than you are.
Holy, holy.
Amen. Woo! It is a place where we'll see His face.
Yeah.
It is a place where His, amen, presence will be. Amen. Let's read on here. And behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them. Go on here. And they shall be His people.
Right.
And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. I'm going to be with Him. I'm going to serve Him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in His presence every single moment of every single day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Let's go on here. 22. Let's get on over to 22. I'm done.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done. 22. Amen. Woo. Verse number 22 and 3. I'm sweating all over the place. And there shall be no more curse.
No more.
But the throne of God.
Yeah.
And the Lamb of God shall be in it.
Holy.
And His servants shall serve Him.
Oh, thank God.
My, my, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you.
Somebody said, what are we going to do in heaven? I didn't come to preach all about heaven tonight. Some people think, well, I'm going to get there, I'm going to prop up my feet, and I'm going to sit back like a couch potato. No, it ain't what heaven's going to be.
No.
Amen. We're going to be serving Him.
Holy.
Amen.
Holy, holy.
When God put Adam in the garden, He told Adam to tend the garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. It was Adam had a job. I believe we'll have jobs in heaven. I believe we'll have things to do. But the number one thing we'll do is serve Him.
Yeah.
He'll be our God.
Yeah.
And we'll be His servants. Hey, amen. He'll rule and reign for eternity. And we'll serve Him. We'll sing around the throne. We'll praise and worship. Amen. For eternity.
Praise you, Lord.
My, 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 my.
Praise you, Lord.
Woo!
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we'll dwell with Him. Amen. And God Himself shall be with His people.
Thank God.
Is it a place, amen, where there is no need of the sun? Oh, yes. There is no need of the moon, for the Bible said that the Lamb of God is the light of that city.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. It's a place. Amen. 21 and 25. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night. Amen. At night time, what do? We shut the windows and lock them. We shut the door and lock them.
Yeah.
The thief comes out in the night. Bad things come out at night.
Yeah.
But God said the gate of that city, it'll be open every day.
Woo!
And there is no night.
Woo!
So that means it's forever open. The gate of that city. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, where did God take Enoch? He took him to His house. I don't know about you, but I'm looking to go to God's house.
Yes, Lord.
God,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy.
I'm done. I might as well finish this out. 21 and 26. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into the city. The
yep.
gates are open.
Yep.
They'll bring all glory and all honor. Amen. Bring the glory and the honor of all nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. He said there'll never be no more sin.
Thank you, Lord.
There'll never be no more trouble. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh the lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Holy, 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 holy.
Woo! Hey, stand with me across this house. I'm done. The thought of the Lord coming for His children is an exciting thought. To thank that one. Amen. That the Lord might come. And we will leave this world with all of its sin and its suffering behind. To go to be with Him. And in His presence. And in His temple. And in His city. And in His kingdom.
Hallelujah.
It's a glorious thought. And we shall be changed and be made like Him, church.
Yeah.
This is a glorious way. And Enoch was not, for God took him.
Woo.
He walked with God in a perverse generation. And so can you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank Great you, Lord.
Oh,
holy, holy, holy.
So the year Methuselah died. 969 years, Brother Daniel.
Yeah.
And after this, it shall come. All those years, Enoch looked for it. But God took Enoch. I believe all those peoples remembered the word that Enoch preached and prophesied.
I believe it.
And they waited on Methuselah. What's going to happen? And finally, Methuselah died.
Yeah.
And on the day of his death, the heavens began to give rain. The fountains of the deep began to let loose.
Yes, Lord.
And a great flood overtook this earth, and God judged this earth.
Thank you, Lord.
And a great flood came. Perhaps it was the threat of judgment that stirred Methuselah's heart and brought him to the Lord. It changed his life. It filled him with desire to walk with God. And it'll fill you and I with desire to walk with God when we expect him to come just any day. Just any day. Enoch's transformation lasted until his translation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen. The changes. Walking with God comes from the changes that faith produces in us. Despite the setbacks, amen, of sin, amen, in our own worldly ways, it is possible for the Lord, for the people of God in this present world to live godly lives for the glory of God. We got to just turn it around and start walking with God.
Thank you, Lord.
How many wants to walk with him? Let's find us an altar and say, oh God, I got to walk with you, Lord. This might be the day of your coming.
Yes.
You may come back today. And if you do, I want to be walking with you when you come. So, amen, you'll translate me like you did Enoch. So you'll translate me like you did Elijah. Oh, I got to walk with you, Lord.
For God Himself. Come and go with me to the glory.